With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says the U.S. and China have agreed to a new trade framework and tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clexton with the report.
After 2 days of talks between the world's two largest economies, the U.S. and China have come to terms on a framework that could lead to a trade deal. President Trump posted online that the deal is done, subject to approval from himself and Chinese leader Xi. Under the agreement, U.S. tariffs will be set at 55% and China's tariffs will be 10%. The president said the U.S. will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China, and in return, Chinese students will be allowed to attend American colleges and universities. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At a news conference Tuesday night carried on ABC 7 Los Angeles, Mayor Karen Bass said the city had reached a tipping point after nearly two dozen businesses were looted Monday night.
I have declared a local emergency and issued a curfew for downtown Los Angeles to stop the vandalism, to stop the looting.
The streets of downtown L.A. began bustling with residents walking dogs and commuters after the overnight curfew was lifted at 6 a.m. Wednesday. Officials say at least two dozen people were arrested for violating the curfew, but overall there were fewer clashes between police and demonstrators than on previous nights. Elon Musk stepped back from his explosive feud with President Trump, writing on X that he regrets some of his posts about his one-time ally and that they went too far. President Trump has said he has no desire to repair their relationship. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed after the announcement of a U.S.-China trade deal. The Dow up 99 points, but the NASDAQ composite 9 points in the red. This is SRN News. LGBT art is on display outside a playground in New York City.
The photos are shocking. Large paintings of nude men on a fence, children playing in brightly colored monkey bars just beyond. It's an art exhibit called Rooted in Pride, and it features large LGBT paintings and photos in public places around Brooklyn, including many on the fence that surrounds the J.J. Byrne Playground. The exhibition, which will be in place until August, is sponsored by a nonprofit group called Arts Gowanus. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration wants to be dropped as a defendant in a lawsuit in which two New Hampshire boys are challenging their state's ban on males playing against females in school sports. Attorneys for the government say the teens are trying to drag the federal government into a lawsuit well underway, not because of an imminent injury, but because of a generalized grievance with policies set by the President of the United States. This is SRN News. An Austrian community mourns after yesterday's deadly school shooting.
On Tuesday evening, several hundred people attended a mass. A former student had opened fire earlier at a school in Austria's second biggest city, Graz, fatally wounding 10 people and injuring many others before taking his own life. Police now say investigators found a farewell letter and a non-functional pipe bomb when they searched the home of the man who opened fire. But questions remain about the motive of the shooter. A senior official said the farewell letter, in which the assailant said goodbye to his parents, hadn't allowed investigators to draw conclusions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Taiwan struck by an earthquake about 44 miles south of Hualien City. The quake, with a magnitude of 5.9, no immediate reports of major damage. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.